Thank you very much. Those are really interesting questions. I want to start with a military one. What we see throughout the time of IT history, so to speak, is the challenge of the military to stay in their own ecosystem. Because historically, if you think about who designed weapons, who designed tanks, who designed missiles, those were special contractors in the military industrial complex that had their own standards, the mil-spec. They have their own personnel, their own technology. They drive through research their own technology. And for a long time, especially in the analog times, they stayed ahead of the curve. But with the digitalization, and especially in the last 15 years, the amount of research that you have to put in to keep up with Moore's Law, so in semiconductors, in the hardware world, simply to roughly double your performance every 18 months, the military cannot do it alone. So they realize in order to benefit from AI, in order to benefit from 5G, from state-of-the-art computing, they need commercial off-the-shelf devices. And these are not designed with the military in mind. It's general purpose hardware and software. The server in the DoD runs on the same Intel processor like my laptop. Or the server in the Ministry of Interior uses the same memory chip or the same network interface like the one in the school. This is general purpose hardware. So the challenge is the military fine with accepting the risk that comes with general purpose hardware and software in order to stay as innovative as they have done in the past? Because they cannot afford a completely separate supply chain that is as innovative as the open market. And this challenge we continue to see. This is why the DoD has a special report on 5G, because they fear that they have to rely on a commercially run and operated 5G network that is by definition not as secure as current military radio equipment systems. That's for me is the fundamental challenge. Maybe 2 points on the IoT power balance. Absolutely, I think what we see around the world right now is a race for a variety of emerging technologies. I'm not sure if race is always the right word. So if you read the popular press, you have the race to 5G, the race to AI, the race to quantum. It's always a race. I don't think that's right, but this is how policy often frames it. And I think in certain areas, we will see a shift of power balance. And I think this is especially true what we talked about before for data flows and insights into your general population because of AI. And there, I think that, as I said, countries with a stricter privacy regulation simply have a disadvantage because they cannot access as much data as they could. I think that's right. I think privacy, like Europe defines it in the GDPR, is a human right. But nonetheless, it gives you a competitive disadvantage, which could in the long run lead to a shift in power balance. Absolutely.